Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Now, Patrick Neal is grigging me by sending me pictures of beautiful food. He says, who needs a takeaway? Well, obviously, you're a very fine cook because that looks absolutely delicious. What is it, roast? Is it roast potatoes, Patrick, with beef, I think? And it looks tender and wonderful. Somebody else is saying to us, good morning, Fran. You can't beat the chicken strip meal with some fried chicken from Lyons's in Clonmel, or the Chinese from Mary Street. And that comes in from Caroline, who's in Clonmel today. Well, I can't speak for that Chinese because I haven't tried it, but I have tried the chicken strips from Lyons's along with their beautiful chips. Oh, don't get me started. Now, somebody else saying, Lebanese food, Fran, should be in the takeaway list, especially Al Meza restaurant in Athlone. I've never tasted Lebanese food. I don't know what it's like. Somebody else telling me about Richard's Chinese in Nina being gorgeous as well. And a listener making a very good point, and obviously we didn't make it clear enough. It says, Fran, if you voted in Tipperary's greatest sporting moments, do you have to vote again now? Yeah, it's like starting from scratch. Again, that's my understanding of it, okay? And it's going on until Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Okay, so do get voting, whether it's that wonderful Munster win with our football team or indeed the terrific Rachel Blackmore. So all you have to do is go on to tipfm.com and you'll be guided there to the voting platform. Now, Irish Guide Dogs is Ireland's national charity dedicated to helping people who are visually impaired and families of children with autism to achieve improved mobility and, of course, independence. And today is Guide Dog Day. It's a day that enables the group to raise much-needed funds. Now, to highlight the work they do and to tell us a little about it, I'm glad to be joined by Geo McElroy, who is a volunteer coordinator at the Clonmel and Waterford branch. Geo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran, and many thanks for having me on. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome indeed. Tell us about what it is you do, because there's an awful lot of work. You have to identify the dogs, and then you have to go into training with them, and then you have to decide who gets them. There's a lot in this, Geo.
There's a great deal in it. Virtually, let me start from the beginning. Obviously, we have our own litters. We breed our own dogs, mm-hmm. for a start, and they're normally born. Somebody will take a brood bitch, and that they will literally rear the puppies for the first 6 weeks. And then they go up to socialize for 2 weeks. And then once they get to 8 weeks, they go out to what we call our puppy raisers. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, we have out 105 puppies currently being raised, which is an awful lot of puppies.
Which is fantastic. And are they largely Labradors?
Labrador, majority would be Labradors, but we do have retrievers, and we have lab retrievers, cross, and we may get the odd German shepherds as well.
Mm. Well, whenever I see them working, they're incredibly well trained. How does that work, that training?
Well, it literally, again, it goes back to the puppy raisers. They give them the basic training of sitting, going out to the toilet on command. Mm. That has to be successfully done. They normally, hopefully, will be dry or clean by about 10 weeks. Mm. After that, then the puppy raisers will socialise them, bring them out wherever they go, to restaurants, take them on a bus, probably take them on a train, get them used to being stroked, and things like that. And then when they get to about a year, 14 months, they go back down to Cork for full training by our actual trainers.
And I presume you have waiting lists for these wonderful animals.
Unfortunately, we do have waiting lists. And with the pandemic, really hasn't helped us. Mm-hmm. But even so, with the pandemic this last year, we've managed to match 60 dogs to people that are visually impaired and with people that have children with autism. So we managed to get 60 out, which is pretty fair going. The trainers continue to work right through. The actual place was shut down, but the trainers continue to work.
Now, we're well aware of the, you know, the whole lease of life, I suppose, that these dogs can be for people with visual impairment. But tell me about autism, children with autism, and what exactly the dogs do for them.
Well, this is, it's actually incredible. The dogs can go to a family. The mother or father will go down to Cork for a couple of weeks training with the dog. So they know how to handle the dog. They know how to put the jacket on and make sure that they know exactly what they're doing when they bring the dog home.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work straight away. It could take a few weeks. It could take a few months before the child will actually acknowledge the dog. Because, you know, if they don't talk non-verbal, it's very difficult.
Right.
Some of them are verbal, but they are what we call bolters. They have no fear, no inhibitions at all, and they'll literally run off straight out, could be into the middle of the road or something like that.
Mm.
So the dog is actually attached to the child, and they literally calm them down. And you can see sometimes them lying on the floor, playing together. The dog will lick the child to keep the child calm. And if the child wants to bolt, the dog will actually sit down and stop the child from going anywhere.
Isn't
and it means that the family can actually live almost a normal life. They can start going into supermarkets again. They can go to restaurants. They can go on holiday, which they could never have done before.
Isn't it almost miraculous what happens there?
It's phenomenal, actually.
Yeah.
Guide dogs, they have to be 100% in every way. The assistance dogs, it's literally 99.9%.
Mm.
They prefer to be with children rather than, should I say, an older person.
Amazing. Do they ever not take to a particular person?
Very rarely.
Mm.
Very rarely. And if they do, they come back into Cork and hopefully we could retrain that dog to go out to somebody else.
Yes. It's very interesting. Now, it must be difficult for you during a lockdown with fundraising and the like, but today we put a spotlight on what it is you do. So how can people help you out with much-needed funding, Gio?
Well, what's happening is Roy Keane, of course, who's our volunteer ambassador, he has launched our fundraising day.
Yes.
And what we're hoping people will do will either do walking, running, cycling, swimming, 100K through the month of May. And they can contact us on www.guidedogs.ie or text WOOF to 503,300.
Right. Very good. And
to
it's
donate €4.
Right. And you really need this funding.
Oh, my goodness, yes. If we can get the funding, it would be that this today is a community our celebration of Guide Dog Day. But the funds raised for us in May will mean that 80 people's lives will be changed before the end of the year.
Mm. And that's not hyperbole. I mean, that really is a change of life for people, isn't it?
Oh, total.
Yeah.
People, you know, absolutely. I mean, it's unreal. I suppose I've been involved for so long and I'm still totally passionate.
Yeah.
All my friends that are in with us or with me are absolutely fantastic. One of the ladies, actually, that lives down in Care, she has been a brood bitch holder.
Mm.
If that wasn't enough, she's puppy raised, and now she's worked alongside with an ambassador dog to bring in funds. So she's totally dedicated.
Why did you get involved in the first place, Gio?
Good question, because I'm not visually impaired. I don't have a child with autism. I love animals.
Mm.
I suppose that would be a good start. And I think I saw an advert to say that guide dogs were looking for somebody to try and set, you know, make branches a bit stronger and things like that. And I threw my lot in, and I think I joined up in 2005. And I'm still as daft as ever, and I'm still doing it, you know. And I won't give it up until, well, I can't do it anymore, you know, it's like that.
Well, listen, it's fantastic what you do. And again, just to remind people again, you need this funding. Just to remind them how to do so again, Gio.
Yeah, you can contact us on www.guidedogs.ie or text WOLF to 50300 to donate €4.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations on the wonderful work that you're doing and helping so many people out there as well. Good to talk to you today, Gio. Thank you.
Thanks a million, fun. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Bye-bye to you now. That's Gio McElroy there of the Irish Guide Dogs, 1800-938-007. Liz was on to us from lovely Ballycahill, and she says, Fran, you're so right. Lions is chips and chicken tenders and their strips. Nicest chips around, it says. The Mona Lisa in Thurles, Fran, just super. Same owners for years. They're also using very good oil. So there you go. And that comes in from Mick. Somebody else mentioning once again, chipmongers in Care. Yummy, says somebody. Patrick says he's not posh. He's just a very good cook. And it's a roast. Oh, it was pork it was. I couldn't tell from the pictures, Patrick, but it looks absolutely delicious anyway. Somebody else telling me again about Miss Ellie's. Seemingly absolutely delicious there. And lots of stuff in about the drone as well.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.